Gemara says in the Gemara on the Yudam and Beis, famous Gemara, the pasuk says, "Lekayav ze al ze kol aloyla." Gemara says, "V'amir Rabbi Yochanan, if ne'ma le'ne'ma kitayv, v'amir Rabbi Yochanan, ma'id chsiv lekayav ze al ze kol aloyla, hikshu malachay ashar islay mashira." Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Malachim wanted to say shira to Rabbanu Shalom by Kriyas Yamsuf. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Maaseyodai Toivim Beyam Ve'atem Omrim Shira. That this is not the time for shira. With the Maaseyodai Rishoyim, but nonetheless Maaseyodai all the same. So when it's an Eis Sada, when they're human beings, Goyim, Rishoyim, but it's not the time for shira. Even more, you see in the Gemara in Megillah, the Mishnah later on in Daf Chafei, Mishnah in Brachos as well. It says, "Aimi yivarchucha toivim, harezu derech aminus." Rashi learns, "She'ene kailu rishon b'shvachah shel makor." That a person who says, who makes a statement that shevach is the exclusive province, that something which is limited, shira and shevach is something that tzaddikim do. But Rishon have no portion, have no shaychus to saying Shida to the Rabbanu Shalom. Is that Derech Aminus? And Rashi brings the Gemara Krisus. The Chachomim lomdu mechalboina shereicha da umana hakosel ben sammane akteidus. That the rest of the sammane akteidus have a good reya. And these chalbona is one of the sammanim. The reason why shematzichen hakosel v'harzaosin liyosim v'aguda achas. That it's a requirement of Shevach and Shira to Rabbanu Shel Olam is that you need the Klalius of Klal Yisrael as a unit, as an Aguda Achaz. Everybody has what to offer, has something that their participation will give something additional to the Shevach and the Shira of the Rabbanu Shel Olam, even the Rishon. So it's not only Ma'aseyodei Tovim Vayom Va'atamayim Shira. Not stam the pshat, you know, kipshutai, which is true, that it's an esada, some emela. It's not for the tzaddikim to sing shida, while the rishonim, I mean, hever yam. But you see that shida is itself something that shayich the rishonim, that the ma'aseyodei being taken by yom, the Rabbanu Shel Olam is losing something. The shida is being lessened through the ma'aseyodei taken by yom. Emela, it's certainly not as man. It's not an ace for Shida. Agav, I think it's kedai to mention that I heard once about on this Mishnah from my father. He said that he was ma'ida that in Tefillah, numerous times in Tefillah, you find that wherever it talks about Tzaddikim or Klal Yisrael offering Shida and Tehillah to Rabbanu Shel Olam, it mentions as well that it's universal, Maila, it's something that everybody should be doing. You have many examples of this. You say in the Makala, Sinuvas Amcha Beis Yisrael B'ino, Yisbar Shimcha Malkeinu B'chol Dar V'dar. You say that Klal Yisrael is Yisbar Shimcha Malkeinu B'chol Dar V'dar. Shekein Choy V'as Kol HaYitzunim L'fonecha Hashem L'keinu. So why is Klal Yisrael involving themselves in Shida? Shekein chayiv as kol ha'yitzunim l'fonecha. Because be'emes, it's the chayiv of kol ha'yitzunim is goyim also. Kol ha'yitzunim is goyim, rishoyim. Shekein chayiv as kol ha'yitzunim l'fonecha. Say it if the halal, at least in Nusach Ashkenaz, he'alucha Hashem alekeinu kol ma'asecha. That kol ma'asecha are mahalal the Rabbanu Shel Olam. V'achsidecha tzadikim oisei ritzaynecha b'rino yoyde v'vorcha v'shachar v'vorcha and so on. So you introduce the idea of the chasidecha tzaddikim oisei ritzaynecha doing what they're doing by saying first that yalucha Hashem alekeinu kol masach. Say moedim anach nulcha Hashem alekeinu shemon esrei chayenu amsurim yadach and so on. And say v'choy lachayim yadu chasach. You always misharayin the v'choy lachayim yadu chasach. So he said that the pshad is an shiknes agdolu wa masakin in these places, this way, because of this mission. Because so in Meila one has to be careful when you're saying a nusach that the Rabban Shalom is looking forward to and anticipating and appreciates, and Klal Yisrael appreciates giving tehillah and shevach to Rabban Shalom. So you have to be very careful. You're walking a fine line. On the one hand, of course, you want to highlight and underline the tremendous Meila of tzaddikim and chassidim, Eisei Ritzonecha, being mahal of the Rabban Shalom and Klal Yisrael as a group. But at the same time, you don't want to place a limitation and make it exclusive. It's not the exclusive province of Klal Yisrael or Hasidim or Tzadikim to offer Shabbat. So that's why you say, Galuch Hashem Elokeinu Kol Masa. Hasidecha Tzadikim, Eiser Yitzaynecha are the ones that are actually doing it. Why? Shekein Chayves Kol Eitzum. Everybody's welcome. And Behemoth and Rabbi Shalom created Kol Beri. Everybody's here in some way, shape, or form, in whatever level they are, to give Shira and Shabbat to Rabbi Shalom. I found afterwards that the Tosfos Rosh here in Megillah, Behemoth is, and other Rishonim here, the Rashba also asks on the Gemara, on Rashi's Pshat, and Yivrachu Chatovim, so they ask from the Pasuk in Ashrei, it says, Vachsidecha Yivrachu Cha. They say, "What do you mean? Yivachucha toivim is derech minas." It says, "Vachsidecha yivachucha." So Tosfos Rosh answers, "What does the beginning of the pasuk say? Yiducha Hashem kol maasecha." Again, that's another example. That's mamish what I'm saying over. And here you see it in the pasuk. This is where Anshe Knesset Gadol got it from. Yiducha Hashem kol maasecha. Yalucha Hashem lekeinu kol maasecha. Vachsidecha yivachucha. Lemaisa it's avada. What's Ain the daima the shevach of tzaddikim, chassidim, klali, salaiser, itzanecha, to the shevach of kol maasecha. But nonetheless, we introduce it by first saying, Yaluchu Hashem lekeinu kol maasecha. The obvious question is, the Velt is the question, but the klali sol did say shira. Klali sol zaz yoshim oishim. Not only did they say shira, but the way the Torah introduces the Shira, it says, "Davayar Yisrael Sinsai Meisal Svas Hayom." Davayar Yisrael Sinsai Meisal Svas Hashem in Mitzrayim. They saw all the dead Mitzrayim, and they went ahead and they said Shira. The Gemara says, "Meisiyodei Tovim Bayom." It's not his man to say Shira, and the Torah says that Klal Yisrael saw all the dead Mitzrayim. Like Rashi says, that Rabban Shalom made a ness that they shouldn't say Kederech, that we're coming up on this side of the Yam Suf, so maybe the Mitzvah survived on the other side. So it says, Rabban Shalom made them visible, that they saw Vaya, the Mesa in Mitzrayim, and Memele, it was Nesmala Rucham, it was Nesala Rucham to say Shira to Rabban Shalom. But so I was thinking it's possible maybe that there's a chilik between the Mesa Yodai Tovim Bayom is Bishas Mesa, maybe. That's actually as the Mitzvah are suffering, are drowning. That's what the Lashon sounds like. Ma'isu yodei toivim bayom. They're being tavua bayom. Not a time to say shira. Vaya yisof and say meisal slas hayom. So that's post. That's already after the mitzvah. We're already nishmid. So at that point, maybe then it's taka oz yoshim moshe. Just not so mistava, not so mashman the psukim. I mean, so then it's to say the malachim said shira. The malachim says wanted to say shira. The Malachim were denied the right to say Shira because Ma'aseh Yodei Tovim Bayom, and then the pasuk goes on. So the Malachim picked the wrong time, and Klal Yisrael picked the right time. Not so gishmak in the psukim. Actually, there's a medrash as Kedai to mention. The medrash Rabba says the pasuk in Pasha, the beginning of Pashas Va'eda. It says Va'yitzavim El Bnei Yisrael. It says Kodesh Baruch Hu gave Moshe and Aaron a davash on Moshe and Aaron. They tzaven al bnei Yisrael ve'al paray melech Mitzrayim. So the Medrash is explaining what was he mitzave el paray melech Mitzrayim. Dava ache el paray melech Mitzrayim. Omer Rebbelevi. Moshul lemelech shehoi leparadis. The melech had a paradis, an orchard. V'nata ba yilani srak v'yilani maich. And he planted within it the yilani maich, the things that you have anah from, that smell right, and they give you. They give people nutrition, sustenance, and then you had Ilanis Rak are basically Ilanis that don't have, other than for firewood or whatever, things that presumably the melech doesn't have much of a need for, and they're not very pretty to begin with, and he asked to plant Ilan Yisrak. He says, what does the melech have from these Ilan Yisrak? If I don't have Ilan Yisrak, how am I going to build merchatzois and kivshoinis and ovens to cook with? I guess these are, they needed to heat up the merchatz and to heat up the kivshin. What's the nimshel? Kishem shekilusa shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu oyle loy migan Eden mipi ha-tzadikim. Same way that you have the Ilanei Meichel, the Hanod that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam has from the Sheva, the Tehillah of the Tzadikim sitting in Gan Eden, kach oyle migahenem mipi ha-Rishon. So too, there's the same, there's similarly, there's Shevach and Tehillah that's coming mipi the Rishon out of Gehenem Amish. In Gehenem Gufa, the Rishon are busy saying, Shvach and Haidah to Rabban Shalom. Shenema, says a pasuk, this medish is Parsha Zayin, Ois Dalit, in Parshas Va'eda. So it says in pasuk, the medish brings Shenema to Tehillim, Pei Dalit, Oivrei Be'emek HaBocha, Mayon Yeshisu. The ones that are going through the Emek HaBocha, in Gehenim, Ma'ud Mayon Yeshisu, Shemeridin Demois Kimayonis, that as they're suffering, so to speak, in Gehenim, Ad Shemetzanim Es Gehenim B'demoisayim. There's so much mayonis of tears that the tears, meaning the charotah and the kabbalas oil of the tzaddikim, their reaction, so to speak, to their suffering in Gehenna, is creating in the neshamis a certain level of charotah and hakara of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, that they're deserving of the einish that they're receiving, that charotah and hakara gufa is metzan and cools off the Gehenna. It's within Gehenna mitshayat that mineu bay, although it's not as man for tshuva, of a minei ubei be'etzem, the reaction of the Rishon, which is to be makir in the einish and to be mishabech the Rabbeinu Shem, to be matztik as adin, that the Rishon are in the unique position, more so than a tzaddikim, to be matztik as adin, they're receiving the einish, that at that point they're makir finally, that they're deserving of it, and they see the gemul, the mid the keneged mida, and the way that they act in their entire lifetime. So that be'etzem is metzanim as gehenim b'dim ha'seyam, misham ha'kilos oylem. And from there, from gehenim, the kilos, the shevach comes out. Shenema, gam brochis yate moira, mahim oymerim, on Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan. The same Rabbi Yochanan that says in the Gemara, that masiyodei toivim b'yom, v'atam oymerim shira, v'korav zel zeh, kol aloylu zok Rabbi Yochanan, aber the rishoyim gufa, the rishoyim ba'atzman, in gehenim, themselves say shira. Yafa amarta, yafa donata, yafa taharta, yafa timesa, yafa chayafta, yafa limadata, yafa hiresa. That basically the matzdik as hadin, that everything we were taught and everything we were shown and that we were guided and everything that everybody ever told us, the chayenu, and but the Rabbeinu Shalom, in the name of the Rabbeinu Shalom, toy moisha emes v'toydasa emes. Like it says that in the midbar, by the Adas Koydach, that there was an amoira you went by, in the place that it was, the Nes happened, with the Vatiftach HaOz Etzpia, and they can hear the people, the Reishon Anish that was swallowed up. They can hear the Reishon Anish, they were the Makriv HaKtoiris, but Akoponim the Adas, the Bnei Koidah, so it says that they were saying, Moshe Emes V'Soidah Soyemes. In Gehenim, in the Kivshon HaEish, they're busy saying, being Matzdik as Hadin, saying the Tehillas and the Shvachim of the Rabban Shalom. So Efshe, Rabbi Yochanan is saying that maybe b'shas ma'isa, it's taka ma'isa yodei toivim b'yom ve'atem hoim m'shida, because the Yishoyim in this world are still suffering. They're not yet at a point where they're shayich themselves to the Shida to be matzdik alayim es adin. At that point, this point, they're suffering in this world. And that's not a time for Shida. But when the Yishoyim, b'ya yisrael, z'chayim meisal s'vas hayom, is then shown in Gehenim, and at that point, they're receiving their einish, and it's apparent to the Rishonim as well that their lives were not spent properly. And they're saying, Yofa Dananta, that the Rabbeinu Shalom is judging us the way we, with Tzedek. At that point, is Oz Yoshe Moshe Vnei Yisrael Shira Azaz. Efshe. Again, try to say a different chat, but this is a proponent of what it's saying here in the Medrash.
I don't understand
No, I think the chiluk is that when in the olam ha'emes, so then they have the.
But let's say there's still in this world if it's suffering, then you can't take care. Let's say the Egyptians would have been.
Not the Olam HaEmes, yeah. They're not. It seems not on a level. As long as they're still Risham, if they did Shuvah, so they're not Risham anymore. Then they're not Risham. But assuming they're being punished for their sins, I mean, as they're being punished for their sins as Risham, before they're in a position where they're Shayach to the Shira, to say Shira to the Rabban Shalom. So at that point, it's still Ma'isa Yadai Tovim Be'yam Yatim Ma'im Shira. There's a big chiluk over here. You can't say, you could say a different mahalach here. I'd like to say a different mahalach. So I heard over somebody once said, I'll try to explain it somewhat, the way I understand what the Tarets chiluk is, that the malachim didn't have the chesed, and the hatorah of the Rabban Shalom didn't happen to the malachim. The malachim are essentially bystanders, the spectators. So for the spectators, Malachim want to say Shira because of what they're witnessing, because of what they're observing. So on them, Rabbi Yochanan says, "My Siyada, Tovim Vayom Va'atem Ayim Shira." You're not Shaykh to Shira. Of a Klal Yisrael, that Vani Bechaz the Chavatach the Yagali Bishosar Shira LaHashem Ki Gomal Olay. That they're the beneficiaries. They're the on the receiving end of the Hatava of whatever's happening. They're Ki Gomal Olay. Klal Yisrael. That's a different gathering. That Shayach Shira to the spectator that didn't himself have a Hatzolah, he's not being Nitzel. So Shayach Shira, because of what you're saying, that's what Rabban Yisrael says, not the time to say Shira. The one who's actually the recipient of the Shira is a different gather. So I want to say over, I mean, what, I mean, say, the way I understand, Mashna, what's the, obviously, okay. Person, you know, something happens good, Bench Goimel, you say Shira, but what's the Ma'isi on the time they are? So I'm thinking like this, that in Shira, Be'etzem, in Shira, there are really two things. The response of Shira is really channeled in one of two ways. The Malachim are not people, and the Meila, we know that the Malachim, they're Oimdim, they're not Mahalchim, because that the Malachim are Oimdim may mahalchim ba'ela. People are going, they're on a journey, they rise, they go from level to level, they go up, hopefully, sometimes they go down. Malachim are whatever they are. They don't have bechira, they do shlichas of the Rabban Shalom, they're programmed, and they do what they were created to do without any element of bechira. And then mele, it's not shaykh for them to start. It's not shaykh for malachim to go and to attain any greater heights than whatever kedusha they have. There's nothing that's not to their credit, and there's not shaykh to be moisif or to lessen that kedusha in any way. So Mimela, it's pasha that as far as Malachim are concerned, the point of them saying Shira is not directed internally, that's not directed within themselves. It means they're not having anything from the Shira. It's not Shayim. Malachim can't grow, can't steig from the involving themselves in giving Shira to the Rabban Shalom. They're not becoming a Berech Hadosh, and nothing is changing in the Maloch al Yidei their Avoda, their Amuna in terms of their inspiration. They're not getting inspired. They're not being Malei Simcha. There's nothing happening there. So what are they doing? They're there. They're there to give Shira. It's directed solely towards the Rabban Shalom. That's what they're programmed to do. That's what the Yiskada Shmei Rabba. While Yisrael doesn't in Kaddish Hashimcha Ba'olam, Shem Shematish Ma'isa B'Shmei Maran, there is such a thing in the world that the Rabban Shalom is able to be elevated, Kaviyocho, that's what we say, Yiskada, Yiskada, Shmei Rabba, both Al Yidei Malachim and Al Yidei Klal Yisrael. So this is something that the Malachim engage in from time to time. It says every day they say Kaddish, Kaddish, Kaddish. That's the Malachim, that's part of what they're created to do. But again, not because in any way they have anything, if they have some sort of, it's Mesakin anything, or they grow from it, or in any way. So on such a shira, the Rabbanu Shalom says, "Ma'asiyadei tovim v'ayom v'atem avim shira." The Rabbanu Shalom is saying, "Mitzidi, yiskadal v'yiskadah shmei rabba." So the Rabbanu Shalom, "Ma'asiyadei being tovim v'ayom," right? I'm suffering now. Kaviyachol says, "This is not the time that I want to be praised and I want to be, so to speak, elevated and niskadal and niskadash the shmei rabba at a time like this." Klal Yisrael, that it says kigamal olay, is different. Because the people that are kigamal olay is the chat that they're saying their involvement in the shira is an exercise in a hakara, in a recognition of the Rabbanu Shalom's hashkacha in the world, like it says, Vayiru b'nei Yisrael, Vayaminu b'Hashem, Vayiru b'nei Yisrael, Vayaminu b'Hashem u'v'moshe Aaron. So it says the what they witnessed by the Yam inspired Klal Yisrael to a light, to levels of Yira and Amuna Tochen in the Rabbanu Shalom, and as a result of that, the expression of that newfound that Yira and that Bitochen that Klal Yisrael witnessed and recognized by the Yam Rasa Shivchal Ayom Ashalay Rasa Yecheskel Babuzi Akoyin in his greatest Nevuas, the Shivchal Ayom saw and recognized, was able to say, Zekeli Vanveyu, this is the Rabbanu Shalom, that they actually were exposed and witnessed the Rabbanu Shalom Kaviyachol in all his glory. And imagine the heights that Hakara was able to lift them to, preparing them for ultimately for Maimon HaSinai, to bring them to Maimon HaSinai. Those levels of Kedusha and inspiration that Klal Yisrael was subjected to and Memeila had the benefit of by the Kriyas Yamsuf inspired them to say a Shira, which that Shira itself is going to bring them much closer to Rabbanu Shalom. That's not a Shira. That's their response, having grown and having risen to a level of Hakara and Amunah and the Rabbanu Shalom. The automatic response of the Yidden to that was Oz Yoshi Moshe Vnei Yisrael Sashira. So that's not the pshat on that. He said, Maisi Yodei Toivim Bayom V'atem Oyim Shira. That's the Rabban Shalom Zachashvin. That the Shira that you're saying, Mitzidi, so to speak, that you're saying to the Rabban Shalom as a Shevach, not for your Avoida, not in terms of the Malachas Avoida, because Malachim don't have an Avoida. So the Mele, the Rabban Shalom said, Ich bin Moichel after Shira, this is not a time for Shira. Oh, but as what comes about as a direct result of a hakara, of an emunah in the Rabbanu Shalom, which is a shas hakoisha, that's a time that you have to, so to speak, be mizdavik to the hakara that's taking place to the Rabbanu Shalom, to the zakeli vanvei that you're witnessing. So what are you going to do? You're going to wait 10 minutes. You wait 10 minutes, it's gone. The zakeli vanvei, with that level of hakara, that's shemfafala. That's something which has to be taken advantage of. The shas mais. Sit down. That it says, there's a medrash in Parshas Vayira, and I'm sure in Parshas B'Shalach in this week. It's a famous medrash. To read it again every time is very inspiring. Who were the ones that were saying the kilos to Rabbanu Shalom? Hatinoikis. Oysen shehoyu parei mevakish lahashlich liyor shehei makirin l'Hakadosh Baruch Hu. The children that was nigza, kolabein ayila hayoyda tashlichu, keta, kishahay Yisrael b'mitzrayim v'ose ishem b'nois Yisrael mevakeshes leila. When one of the b'nois Yisrael was ready to give birth, v'ose yotzas l'sod of yoledeshom, she would go out into the fields. Kimish ose yoledes ezeves hana, u'meseres ose l'akadosh baruch. She would leave the nar, the tinoikis in the field, because they couldn't do anything else. And she would leave him to the under the Rabbanu Shalom's direct supervision into his kiyev oimeres. Ribbono Olam, they would say the oimeres. And they would say to Rabbanu Shalom, Ani osisi eshali v'ata aseh eshalcha. He says, we have done everything that was shaykh for us to do, to raise and to give birth to this child, to carry and to give birth to the child. Now it's the Rabbanu Shalom's achrayus, we're leaving it up to the Rabbanu Shalom to raise the child for it. Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Nocham Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Miyad Hayoyda Akadosh Baruch Hu B'Chvoydei Kaviyocha. The Rabban Shalom would come down B'Chvoydei, V'Chaytech Tiburam, U'Machitzan V'Sochan. He would take care of them, he would anoint them, he would wash them. V'Chen Yecheskel Omar V'Tashlichi Al Pnei Asode B'Gaal Nafshech O'Ksiv. Someone who brings a few other psukim. V'Yanikehu D'Vash Misela. It says, "V'hayinoisim based hanonim biyoda." The Rabban Shalom would come with two bottles of liquid in his hand, manikoi b'shemen, echad manikoi dvash, he would be manik the children both with oil and with dvash, and emma, v'yenikeyu dvash misela, b'shemen mechal mishtzur, v'yigidelim b'sodim, and it would be brought up in the field, shenem r'vav v'kitzamach ha'sodim nesatech, v'kivin shoy g'delim, v'yinechnosim l'bateim etzal avisayim, v'yishoylim lehem, and they would be asked once they got older, and then they would be able to return to their homes. Mihay yezakuk lochem? How did you survive in the sodom? Vayoyim lehem bochur echad noah umeshubach hayoyded vayisulanu kotzrachenu. A bochur kaviyachol, a noah meshubach came and took care of all our tzrachim. Shenem adoydi tzach viodaim dogul mervav. Vekimin shebo yisrael liyam. Hayoyzun tinoy kisham vahem ra'u lakadosh baruch hu. Viyam ischilu oyim lavisem zeu oysay. So they had already seen, so to speak, the Rabbanu Shalom previously, so they were able to ID, to pick the Rabbanu Shalom out and say, Zek Heilivan Veyu Zek, this is something that we recognize having once seen it. That Hakodah, that level of Hakodah of Zek Heilivan Veyu that took place on Kriyas Yamsuf was something that obviously inspired Klal Yisrael to a tremendous darg of Ruach HaKodesh and Nevuah Mamish. And the response of that, in order to be, that should be nikba benafsham, that should be something that stays with them, that makes an impression in the shiroshim of Klal Yisrael and the Yitzias Mitzrayim, that had to be something that they acted upon. And the way that Klal Yisrael acted upon that was Oz Yoshim Moshe of Nei Yisrael, that yira and that amuna that they were kind of by Kriyas Yamsu should stay with Klal Yisrael is something that should provide inspiration for the Oyrech HaGolius for thousands of years. And the way that that's done is Al Yidei B'derech Shida. Shida is Ein Shida Al Aliyayim, the Simcha and the Shida that Klal Yisrael would be suffused with at that time would be able to be Kaveya those levels and Hakadis that Klal Yisrael was Zoyche to in the Nafshim and Levavim of Klal Yisrael L'Oyrech Yam. The Yalkut says, Mamish B'Feirish, the Yalkut Shemoni on the Pasuk, right if the Kriyas Yamsuf, it says, Vayasa Moshe es Yisrael miYamsuf. It says that Moshe Rabbeinu took Klal Yisrael away, made them journey away from the Yamsuf. Says in the Medrash, Amir Reb Simon, this ice ration and dalit. Amir Reb Simon, loy kol shiraitza loy meshima shira oy meshira. Not anybody who wants to say shira can say shira. And l'chayri, the malachim could be begadded this as well. Elokomi shenasa loy neis. V'oy meshira, if it was nasa neis, and he says shira, biyadua, shemoichin loy al kol avay neisa, v'nasa beri chadash. The person who says shira, his response, he reacts to the hakadosh that he has to the asiyas hanes, and to his newfound emuna and his yira and the Rabbanu Shalom, if he reacts to it by saying with a simcha and with saying shira, that darga that he attains in the simcha with the saying of the shira is kaveya in the person that it's meichlin loy al kol avinoisa v'nasa beri chadosh al yidei the amida shira itself creates a beri chadosh, the reaction to the nes that it doesn't go unresponded to. That the person is koilet the nes, and he dwells on it, and he says zek heli vanveyu. He tributes and he recognizes that this is al yidei comes al yidei the Rabbeinu Shalom. That's something that creates in the person. It makes over the person. It creates, changes him into a different person. A person who's in a spoil, and he first recognizes the hatava of the Rabbeinu Shalom, the nisim that happened to him. Al yosecha shabachol yomimonu. You go through life, and nisim happen to us. On a regular basis, and a person who doesn't respond, he's not nispol from the nisim, he doesn't recognize the Yad Hashem and what's going on in his life, but it's that's it. A person who recognizes, gets on a level that he's able to be koilet what happens, and he recognizes the Yad Hashem, the Zakeli Ranveyu in his life, and it leads him to say Ashida, that shita is going to make over the person entirely. The person who sees the Yad Hashem in his life on a regular basis becomes a very chadash. Yisrael kishanasulem neis v'amru shita Nimchu l'am avin Yisrael. Shenema v'yaseh Moshe es Yisrael, shehesiyon ma'avin Yisrael. V'yaseh Moshe es Yisrael miyamsev means he took them out of the Memtah Shari Tumah, he took them away from the Avedis. Why? Because they were nesala to a darga that they recognized through the seeing of the Yad Hashem, v'yiru ha'ames Hashem, v'yaminu b'Hashem of Moshe Avdo, it was a certain hakadah, and a tshuva, they drew closer to Rabbeinu Shalom, and they responded and they acted upon those levels of Kedusha and Aliyah that were happening to them. And the reaction was one of Simcha and of Shida. Is that Simcha and Shida is responded to, the Rabban Shalom responds to by being Meichel, the Avoinus of the person, because it becomes Nikva, that Taka to a different person. If you feel differently, and you react to what's going on around you, and you see the Zakheli Vanveh, the Yad Hashem, and what's going on in your life, and you're nisala, you're nisragesh and nispol from the hatov of the Rabbeinu Shalom. So then the Rabbeinu Shalom says, you're taka deserving, you're a different person now. Like a Baal Tshuva, it says, the Rabbeinu Shalom says, this is not the person that was chayta. This is Adam Acher. It's a Shini Hashem, it's Nasa L'ish Acher. It becomes a different person. This is the Beria Chadosha, that when you have a certain nisragesh, you have a certain spilus and inspiration. Even in the daily, on Yisachar Shepol Yom Yimanu, if a person is koileted, a person takes it in and dwells on it and recognizes it for what it is and says, Hoidu Lashem Ki Toiv Ki Lo'olam Chazdoi, in that Hoidu Lashem Ki Toiv is not just a shida that the Rabbanu Shalom Yisiskada V'Yisiskada Shmei Rav, it's the emes. But beyond that, the person vazok the shira in the halal, he becomes a different individual. He's nasa kebeir chadosha, and it's nimchu avin yisai. Shnei pasuk in Hazinu, the Torah says that. Pasuk says that v'atikisu lachem es hashira hazoyz v'lamda es bnei Yisrael simu b'fiyam. The Torah is called the Shira. It means that the Torah is described in different ways. Within the Torah has different bechinas, has different characteristics. One of the ways in which the Torah is described is that the Torah is a song. The Torah is a Shira. And the Rabbanu Shalom says, Kisvu lachem es hashira hazoyz v'lamda es b'nei Yisrael simu b'fiyam. Which as B'nai Torah were involved in the singing of the Shida and the song of the Shida Kiseida. Because when you're learning Torah as Hashem, so there's constantly, there should be, and we're privy to, we're exposed to, as a Keli Van Vayu. When you're learning, you see the Ratzon Hashem before you. This is Ratzon Hashem. And a person when he's learning Memeila, he has to walk away with a Simcha. And he has to be able to have spilus and his structures. He has to be inspired by the Divrei Torah. That's the element of Shira. The Shira from Torah is that it has to create in the person of the Kudei Hashem Yishonim, the Samchei Lev, it has to be Mesameach and inspire him to levels and heights that he becomes a Beri Chadosh. Because the Torah Taka has that Koyach of Shira that it creates. That in that way, the Torah is a Shira. How is the Torah? Because the Torah makes over the person. It has the Koyach, assuming that a person pays heed to what he's looking at. He's inspired by what he's seeing. He's maki in the Torah, the Yad Hashem, and Zakeli Van Veyu in the Torah. He sees how the Torah creates Yerushamayim in himself. It creates, it's a blueprint for Midas Tovus. It creates within himself the ability to work on the Inyanim of Avodah L'Chavedah and Shalom Bayis and Benam L'Mokoyim. And it's his whole blueprint of how his whole Helech Yelech in his life, and he's maki there. And he points to that, and he sees in that the Yad Hashem, of how he's supposed to be Mizdamah to the Rabbeinu Shalom. So that's the Shira of the Torah. And if a person is Makir in that, and he gains Amunah, and he gains Chizuk from his Liman HaTorah, he becomes a Beri Chadosh, no less than Klal Yisrael, that it says by Har Sinai, it says by Kriyas Yamsuf, they walked away from Kriyas Vayasa, Moshe, Son, Yamsuf, that was Nimchulam, Avinisayim, and Nasulam, Ki Beri Chadosh. And Yitzh Hashem, we should be Zoych Ataka to the Leif Torah, Baruch Li, Elikim, Vruach Nochin, Chadesh, Bekirbi, the Al Yudea, our Limud HaTorah, and focusing on our Limud HaTorah, and what we're able to derive and gain from Limud HaTorah, from the Shnai Mikra V'Echa Targum, and from the Musa Svarim, and from the from the Ketzayis HaChoshen, from the Hispailus and the Simchas HaTayna, and from all that we get from Alim and HaTayna, we should focus on in a way that we walk away with something more concrete and an appreciation of the specialness, the uniqueness, the unique position that we're in, and the Moedidika opportunity that we have to be involved in the Ratzon Hashem and the Shira from Torah on a regular basis, and Al Yidei that we'll have this chus. Klal Yisrael b'shas tekriyas Yamsuf, v'yasa Moshe es Yisrael miyamsuf, that they were nasul hem beri yachadosh.